This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Morghani reports that Western leaders and Kremlin critics are blasting Russian President Vladimir Putin for Alexei Navalny's death.
President Biden is among Western officials and Kremlin critics blaming Vladimir Putin's government for opposition activist Alexei Navalny's death in prison here at the White House.
What has happened to Navalny is yet more proof of Putin's brutality.
While the president stopped short of calling it an assassination,
Alexei Navalny, очевидно, він убитий Путіним.
Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky said it's obvious who killed Navalny, adding Putin doesn't care who dies, only that he stays in power. Zelensky spoke in Berlin alongside German Chancellor Olaf Scholz,
Navalny getroffen hier in Berlin,
who says it appears Navalny paid for his courage with his life in what European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says is a grim reminder of what the Putin regime is all about.
Putin fears nothing more than the dissent from his own people.
Sagar Morghani at the White House.
Speaking on the sidelines of a security conference in Munich, former NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said Russia has a lot of questions to answer.
Deeply saddened and concerned about the reports coming from Russia that Alexei Navalny is dead. All the facts has to be established, and Russia has serious questions to answer.
Israel's defense minister says Israel's thoroughly planning its promised military offensive in the southern Gaza town of Rafah. That signaled a determination to move ahead despite growing international concerns about the safety of the larger Palestinian civilian population huddled there. U.S. President Joe Biden has urged Israel not to carry out the operation without a credible plan to protect civilians, while Egypt has said an operation could threaten diplomatic relations between the countries. This is VOA News. Egypt is building a wall and is leveling land near its border with the Gaza Strip ahead of planned Israeli offensive targeting the border city of Rafah. That's according to satellite images from Maxar Technologies analyzed Friday by the Associated Press. Egypt, which has not publicly acknowledged the construction, repeatedly warned Israel not to forcibly expel the over 1 million people displaced and the Palestinians who are now in Rafah into the territory where Israeli troops battle Hamas. Israel's defense minister said that his country has no intention of pushing Palestinian civilians into Egypt, a scenario that could threaten a 1979 peace deal between Egypt and Israel. Russia plans to launch a new space-based anti-satellite weapon that could potentially wreak havoc on Earth. But they're not set in stone, according to U.S. President Joe Biden, suggesting there is still a chance to persuade Moscow to change course. VOA's Jeff Selden reports.
Word of the new Russian anti-satellite system involving nuclear power or weapons began spreading earlier this week after a top U.S. lawmaker went public with concerns. But U.S. President Joe Biden says there's nothing to worry about just yet.
There is no nuclear threat to the people of America or anywhere else in the world with what Russia is doing at the moment.
He says in some ways, the Russian threat is still aspirational.
We found out there was a capacity to launch a system into space that could theoretically do something that was damaging. Hadn't happened yet.
U.S. officials say they're reaching out to their Russian counterparts, hoping to get Moscow to change course.
There is no evidence that they have made a decision to go forward with doing anything in space either.
A Kremlin spokesperson told Russia's TASS news agency that as of Friday, Russian officials had yet to hear from the U.S. Jeff Selden, VOA News, the Pentagon.
2024 is a busy year for elections in Africa, with nearly 20 countries slated to hold presidential or general elections. But VOA's Mariama Diallo reports that the democratic process is not off to a good start.
The small island nation of Comoros was the first African country to hold presidential elections in 2024. Incumbent President Azali Assoumani, a former military officer who first came to power in a coup in 1999, won a fourth term. Election results were immediately rejected by the opposition, triggering violent protests that killed one and injured 25. Next on the list was supposed to be Mali, followed by Senegal, but elections were postponed in both countries. Mali is ruled by a military junta that...
VOA